VOA News, I'm David Berg. U.S. President Donald Trump has denied that the trade talks with China have collapsed, characterizing the trade tension between the world's two largest economies as a little squabble. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The fight between the world's two biggest economies sent global markets plummeting yesterday. The president says it's no big deal.
We're having a little squabble with China.
Even as his administration listed thousands of Chinese goods on which he could add more tariffs, from laptops to tuna. The Chinese are not backing down, saying they will fight to the finish. But the president says the U.S. is in a very strong spot.
I think we're winning it.
Some analysts, though, fear the result could be a global recession. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has warned Russia's president and foreign minister against interfering in next year's U.S. presidential election. Speaking before his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Pompeo said while Washington will not tolerate Russian meddling in the vote, President Trump wants to improve relations between the two countries.
We did have a productive set of conversations this afternoon between us. There's places we disagree. There's places I think there are truly overlapping interests that we can build on. And most importantly, President Trump very much wants to do that.
President Putin, speaking through an interpreter, said that he also would like to rebuild the relationship in the wake of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 vote.
We also would like to rebuild fully-fledged relations, and I hope that right now the conducive environment is being built for that.
Meanwhile, a Kremlin aide said that President Putin is open to meeting with President Trump on the sidelines of the G20 in Japan next month. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has rejected a report that he is considering sending 120,000 troops to counter Iran, but he didn't rule out deploying soldiers in the future. Trump called the report by the New York Times fake news, but said he would send troops if needed.
Would I do that? Absolutely. But we have not planned for that. Hopefully we're not going to have to plan for that. And if we did that, we'd send a hell of a lot more troops than that.
The Pentagon has already dispatched an aircraft carrier and nuclear-capable bombers to the region in the past few days, with a Patriot missile battery and a landing platform dock ship on the way. Meanwhile, a senior officer in the U.S.-led military coalition combating Islamic State, British Major General Chris Geeka, said Tuesday he had seen no greater recent threat to its troops in Iraq, from Syria, or from forces backed by Iran. WhatsApp is urging users to upgrade to the latest version after hackers attacked a number of phones and installed malware. It was reportedly developed by Israel's NSO group. We get more from Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
1.5 billion people use the messaging service, which is owned by Facebook. Its high levels of security and privacy are partly why. Now, the Financial Times reports that a vulnerability in WhatsApp allowed attackers to inject spyware on phones, just by ringing up targets through the app's call function. It worked even if they didn't pick up. The spyware was reportedly developed by an Israeli cybersecurity firm, the NSO Group. WhatsApp said it targeted a select number of users. Hackers remotely installed surveillance software that would let them read their targets' messages. Rights group Amnesty International says regimes are using NSO's spyware to watch prominent activists and journalists.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. North Korea has accused the United States of robbery and demanded the immediate return of a cargo ship seized for allegedly violating international sanctions. In a statement on the official Korean Central News Agency, North Korea's foreign ministry warned of unspecified consequences in response to the seizure of the vessel. It said the U.S. should carefully deliberate what consequences will follow in the current situation derived by their robbery and promptly return our ship. The United States announced last week that it had seized the 17,000-ton Wise Honest, North Korea's second-largest cargo ship, because it had been used to export North Korean coal in violation of international sanctions. And Wall Street clawed back a few points on Tuesday after Monday's losses. All three major indices closed in positive territory. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip.